Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making their series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we've got a mother of four getting sober and realizing that her kids all have four different fathers, and they're all from four different races. That's quite the accomplishment getting an Asian man to get involved with her. Remember, that diversity is our strength, and this is an example of a woman telling you she's a whore without telling you she's a whore. Moving on is the masculine urge to move to the middle of nowhere, work the land, and leave the sick society behind. Men have gotten tired of all the monkey business going on, and are not only ready to go their own way from women and relationships, but also civilization itself. Moving to a place that's dangerous, difficult, and dirty also keeps the wokesters away. Women won't want to live there. Number three, we have Carrie Hoskins, the actress in her 50s that played Sonya Blade in the Mortal Kombat games in her early 50s, still looking decent. She still looks somewhat smasherific. I guess some women keep from gaining weight and still look after their skin and age kind of gracefully. Another one that comes to mind is Rhea Seehorn from Better Call Saul. She also looks somewhat attractive back when she was in her mid-40s. But this is the exception and not the rule. Up next, the inflation is getting worse and worse. So about a third of women are only dating men because of free food. Ed here says that he knew girls that had dudes saved on their phones as Free Food James. Why do you think women are freaking about Passport Bros and men going MGTOW Monk? That's a meal you're taking out of her mouth because you think she's going to put something else in it. You can either be a Chad and get called for a booty call, or you can be a Chud and get called for a foodie call. It's your choice. Yet if a man dines and dashes on a date, he gets prosecuted and sent off to jail. Number five, looks like Harvard Business Review has jumped the shark and says that firefighters are overwhelmingly white and male, that this needs to change. Yes, fire the men because I want to see a 120-pound weak woman carry a 200-pound man down a flight of stairs. If this happens, those that can afford it will pay for private firefighter companies, and those will be mostly made up of white men to put out the flames and save their lives. Moving on, we have a woman that went from being a communist feminist slut in 2016 to now wearing a sundress and swearing off all of her old behaviors. She's now a trad communist, though, trying to redistribute some of the traditional conservative man's wealth to herself through marriage. She's still damaged goods, though, and she probably can't bond with a man. She's just donning a virgin disguise. Do you really think that she'll show the new guy her past? Forget about it. Now she's just a used-up hole with a Bible. Number 7, looks like anti-male Disney keeps on failing. Star Wars has generally never been a product that's appealed to the mass audience, but they're trying to make it appeal to everyone and losing their core fans in the process. According to rumor, The Mandalorian had roughly 40 million people watch the first episode. Looks like no one cares about Ahsoka, and people now have Star Wars fatigue. But apparently this isn't correct because it got 14 million views, still 26 million less than The Womandalorian. Number 8, we see some next-level simping. In 2021, two Indian cousins leapt in front of a train because they were in love with the same girl. Her name is also engraved in the arms of both guys. These guys took a permanent solution for a temporary problem way too seriously. I'm sure the girl really appreciates their romantic commitment and gesture. These guys were literally madly in love and are a couple of Darwin Award winners. Newsflash, she probably moved on the next day with another cousin. It's India, so it's hard to run out of cousins. Up next is a woman complaining that she was talking to a guy from Tinder, and when he found out about her body count, that it was close to 100, he ghosted her and blocked her. She wonders if guys really care that much about it. Now she's wondering if she should tell her dates that she's a virgin. Lying won't help when your cooch is stretched out and stenched out. What we have here is another definition of a town bicycle. Not only a whore, but now a liar too. Number 10 is the host of The Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe, saying he's freaking out by the missing 7.2 million male workers in America's workplace. I guess he doesn't understand why men aren't working themselves into an early grave anymore for a 50-plus notch count chick. But that's probably just a weekend count these days. We're witnessing Atlas Shrugged becoming reality. Funny enough, it's hard to take Mike seriously when he's never worked a blue-collar job in his entire life. But seriously, give men a job that can at least cover their rent, and they might think about coming back. Moving on is the difference between how boys tell a story versus how girls do it. I don't think that this is accurate for women, though. The track should just be a great big circle that goes nowhere. Then put up some scary ups and downs. Women's stories are kind of like a roller coaster. There's a lot of screaming and drama, and when you're done, you're back to where you started. Nowhere. Number 12 is Elon Musk red pill now. He posted this meme of a bear and a woman saying that these two look cute and cuddly, but that one of them can turn dangerous and violent, and the toughest man can be killed or maimed, and you can see that man-destroying beast here cuddling a bear. Don't be scared of the bear. The bear is too terrified to move. That's fear in his eyes. Musk also dated Amber Turd, so he knows what he's shit-talking about. Up next, we have a woman describing what it's like to bump uglies with her father. She says it was more intense than anything ever. She says it was like being loved by a parent you never had, and the partner that she always wanted, all at once. I can hear Abdul in the background gathering rocks for the both of them. This propaganda is from Cosmo magazine, and it makes you wonder how many daughters seduce their fathers after reading this. Number 14 is another win for males in disguise everywhere. A judge rejects a sorority sister's lawsuit blocking trans women from joining. The court will not define what a woman is. Looks to me like all these guys in the 80s that were sneaking into women's sororities in their shower rooms could have just put on a dress and walked right through the door. Can you imagine all the future assaults across many sorority houses in America? But those will probably get swept under the rug. Moving on, we have an Arizona teacher losing her job after filming her lonely fans inside her classroom. Hopefully without the pupils there. But it's 2023, and these days I'm surprised she didn't get a raise for doing this. Or that she didn't just sue the school for preventing her from doing her gender expression wherever and whenever she pleased. Number 16 is a woman that's pissed off because men are acting on their own self-interest instead of hers, by choosing women that have less baggage than her. Women today have gone so large that they are baggage. Like NPCs, they always say their children come first, followed by, I know my worth and I won't settle for less. But even when they say that, Pookie will still use them for target practice. Up next, things are so crazy in Canada that now dentists are offering euthanasia as an alternative to cavity filling. It's obviously fake as a story, but for how much longer with Canada moving in a very crazy direction? Apparently 35% more people are choosing this option this year than they would have last year. If Canada keeps going like this, there'll probably be self-deletion booths on every street corner in only a few years. Number 18 is a dad that's sad because he escaped Iran and immigrated to America, the land of opportunity, and found out that his son now likes to play dress-up and kiss boys. That's how freedoming works, it seems. But it's still better to come to America for his son's sake, because you know it's better than watching him get thrown off a building. I'd say send the kid back to Iran because they'd be able to help him, but unfortunately they would just end him. Moving on is Jeff Bezos' multi-billion dollar heart belonging to a woman that loves him for who he is. Other guys his age are only loved in Thailand for what they pay. This woman is also a helicopter pilot. Here's a picture of her with her ex and her son with Bezos as well. Her husband might be the most successful pimp of all time, pimping her out to a billionaire. Jeff Bezos says he'll give away his wealth one day. They're probably waiting to take some of it, but it already looks like he's doing that. Look at how he leans into her, and he doesn't even get his own seat. Number 20 is a woman that's asking for help because the new guy she's dating received old videos of her giving fellatio. The new guy got pissed off because she made him wait for 3 months for what she was given away before. I guess it's all about breaking rules for alphas and keeping them for betas. She did it almost immediately with the guy that she got filmed with. She also wants to know who filmed this. That means there was more than one guy she did the act with and is probably too drunk to remember him filming with his phone. Number 21 is a list of things that a man has to do versus a woman to have value in this world. All a woman has to do is seemingly exist. At least back when we had so-called patriarchies, men stood somewhat of a chance. Today, though, a woman can be obese and dressed like a clown and still get cooch service from some simp. Moving on is you left the toilet seat up again, Barbie. Why do women complain about the toilet seat being left up all the time? That's right, so that men can't complain about the seat being left down first. If you want to get her to stop complaining, then drizzle some of your golden juice on the seat each time as a passive-aggressive thing, to basically make her sit in a mini puddle of piss. 2 or 3 drops are enough. do it at random intervals, and gaslight that toilet tart. Number 23, we have a woman asking a guy if he likes her sweater. She says that it was her father's and that he committed suicide. If that's not a red flag, then I don't know what is. If she was trying to make a joke, it probably horribly backfired in her face. This woman gives off the same vibe as this woman, getting a picture taken at a death camp with a smile on her face. Up next, we have a woman in South Dakota making up a false rape allegation, losing in court and being sentenced to 2 years of community control and 8 years of probation. No prison time for potentially ruining a man's life. She should have received the same amount of time that he would have received for the crime that he was accused of. Also are those crocodile tears I see. Number 25 and the last one is a man that has a family, but it looks like his sex doll cheated on him with Tyrone. But they still look like a very happy couple together. Funny enough, that might be Jeff Bezos right now if he never started Amazon and became uber successful. There's nothing in the world like the miracle of a plastic birth. Just wait and see what happens when he moves another doll into the house. I feel sorry for the doll. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like if you want to push it up in the algorithm and so that other new viewers can find it. Also remember that I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.